Chapter 35. And God said to Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel, and live there. Make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau. Then Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, Get rid of the foreign gods that you have among you, and purify yourselves and change your clothes. Let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar there to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and has been with me wherever I went. So they gave to Jacob all the foreign gods which were in their possession, and the rings that were in their ears, and Jacob buried them under the oak that was near Shechem. Then they set out, and a terror of God was upon the cities that were around them, so that they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, that is, Bethel, which is in the land of Canaan, he and all the people who were with him. He built an altar there, and called the place El Bethel, because there God had revealed himself to him when he was fleeing from his brother. Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried under an oak outside Bethel. So he called its name Alon Bakuth. And God appeared to Jacob again after he returned from Paddan Aram, and blessed him. God said to him, Your name is Jacob. Your name will no longer be called Jacob, but your name will be Israel. So he called his name Israel. And God said to him, I am El Shaddai. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations will come from you, and kings will come from your body. The land which I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will give to you, and I will give the land to your descendants after you. Then God went up from him in the place where he spoke with him. And Jacob set up a standing stone in the place where he spoke with him, a pillar of stone. And he poured out a drink offering on it, and poured oil on it. Jacob called the name of the place where God spoke with him Bethel. Then they set out from Bethel. There was still some distance to come to Ephrat, and Rachel went into labor, and her labor was difficult. When she was in the difficult labor, the midwife said to her, Do not be afraid, for now you have another son. It happened, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she named him Benoni, but his father named him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrat, that is, Bethlehem. Jacob set up a standing stone on her grave. It is the standing stone of Rachel's grave to this day. And Israel traveled and pitched his tent beyond Migdaleter. It happened, while Israel lived in that land, that Reuben went and slept with Bilhah, his father's secondary wife, and Israel heard about it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's servant, Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's servant, Gad and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob who were born to him in Paddan Aram. So Jacob came to Isaac his father at Mamre in Kiriath Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had sojourned. Now the days of Isaac were 180 years. And Isaac took his last breath and died, and was gathered to his people, old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him.